It's Chad and Evan Daly with material from Chad and Evan's live show on 104.9 The Wolf.
So despite many premiers fighting against it, the carbon tax still scheduled to go up on Monday. Yeah, exactly, right? Yeah, lovely. Don't worry. Cost of living has been down for quite some time.
Oh, so. Yeah, everyone's fine. Yeah, everything's fine.
Lots of cash kicking around to pay for that. Yeah, it goes up. And here's one thing I don't get, though. Carbon tax goes up on Monday, but gas stations are already starting to jack the price of fuel up.
They've been doing it for a long time.
Yeah, like the last few weeks, I've noticed. They've really been kind of, like, it's over $1.50 a liter now, pretty much everywhere. And everybody's just kind of not, like, nobody's really talking about it. Nobody's really talking about how, like, over $1.50 a liter, like, that's ridiculous.
Yeah, it's not good.
That's not feasible. And it's just going to go up and up and up. Like, this summer, we'll hit $2 a liter.
Yeah. Oh, easily. Yeah, that's affordable. It's okay. We're all okay.
But we get it all back, right?
Oh, yeah, we get it. And then some.
Chad and Evan Daly.
So, the small little county in Ohio called Lorain County, their officials are warning everybody ahead of the upcoming eclipse on April 8th. They're warning locals to stock up on food, water, and fuel because they are expecting a massive influx of visitors to the area because Lorain County, Ohio, happens to be prime viewing area.
Really?
For the solar eclipse. So people are already on their way there.
Wow.
Also, I'm not sure if you saw a lot of people getting hotel rooms in Niagara Falls because apparently that will be a great place to view it as well.
Huh,
and some hotels have been making people angry by canceling reservations, I guess. And
I wonder if Donald Trump will look directly at this one, too.
Probably. It was a great solar eclipse. The best eclipse there is.
Because that's what he did the one time.
Yeah, let's see. Well, he's always kind of squinting.
He is.
Yeah, but yeah, I think that might be the surgery. But yeah, so they're telling everybody they're going to see a massive influx of people to this county, a county that is very, very small. And they say the unfortunate thing is there's only like one highway in, one highway out. It's not a major city like Chicago or Cleveland in the area. The traffic is going to be horrible. Expect crowds are even telling the locals not to plan on traveling anywhere during this time. And you should also fill up on fuel in your vehicles because the gas stations will likely run out of gas.
So that's what that was getting. And I saw an article about that. And I was like, that's just some hubbub. People are just making that up.
Well, doomsday preppers are getting, all stocked up because of this, too. And a lot of people are saying they're really going to freak out when your cell phone stops working because they say that this eclipse could actually affect cell phone service.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. So you just wait. Just wait. All those doomsday preppers. They're going to be getting in on that. So, oh God, I don't know. These solar eclipses, I've never really paid much attention to them.
But this is a big one, Chad. This is a big one. Just a tiny hole through a piece of paper.
The only eclipse that matters is the total eclipse of the heart.
Chad and Evan Daly.
The Juno Awards. They are a massive bomb, and CBC will try and put lipstick on the pig, but it's not looking too well, okay? So they're saying, our ratings are, our numbers are up. Viewership numbers are up this year.
Oh, really?
Oh, they're up. Yeah, okay. 672,000 people tuned in to watch the Junos live this past weekend.
How many, sorry?
672,000. And I know you're saying, well, that sounds like a lot. Well, their peak, they were at 1.9 million. They used to average at least 1.4 million.
So less than half.
So, yeah, their numbers are way down. I think a lot of it has to do with it being on CBC. I'm sorry. But there's no hip factor for CBC. It's just, do you know what I mean? Like, as a young person, you're not going to want to watch CBC. And here's my point. This is a fact. A majority of the viewers of the 672,000 people were over the age of 55.
Where do they put it then?
They would get younger viewers even on CTV. Honestly, they don't even need it on a network anymore. Put it on YouTube. Put it on YouTube. You'll get it. I know it's already on YouTube, right?
Is it?
Yeah. 61,000 viewers on YouTube.
Huh.
So just keep it there. Like, put it all on social. You don't need the networks anymore. You don't need them. They're kind of pointless for something like this.
Actually, you're right. Yeah, if it was just strictly, yeah,
Drake,
YouTube.
Drake declined even submitting his music for the Junos this year.
Really?
Tate McRae, who was one of the big winners this year, didn't even show up to accept her awards. Nobody cares about the Junos anymore.
Huh. Wow. I think that's definitely, well, it's being proven now more and more, but we haven't cared.
One of the most viewed videos on YouTube, one of the most viewed videos on YouTube from this past week's Junos. What do you think it was? What was it? What was it?
I don't know.
It was Anne Marie introducing the Junos. That was one of the top viewed videos on YouTube from the whole thing.
And it's Anne Marie.
Because everybody over the age of 55 was watching. They're the only people that cared.
Chad and Evan Daily.
Reading an article, people are bringing up the first big news story they remember as kids. And I guess, of course, it all depends on how old you are. I remember my mom talking about how she remembered the Kennedy assassination. That was one of the first stories she remembers as a kid. Like, she remembers it being a very, very big deal at the time. Mm. Other people, you know, for a lot of people, it'll be 9/11. I mean, you and I were a little older at that point, but for a lot of people, 9/11 was the big news story.
Princess Diana?
Princess Diana is actually a lot of people saying Princess Diana's death is the first thing they remember as a kid. Again, you and I were a little older when that happened, but Steve Irwin's death. So many people saying Steve Irwin's death is one of the first things they remember. O.J. Simpson, the Bronco chase.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
Columbine. Sadly, was something a lot of people remember. If you're a little older, maybe the fall of the Berlin Wall.
Well, landing on the moon, would it be one?
Of course, landing on the moon, yeah. Some people say the shuttle explosion. What was that? That was a Challenger explosion.
Challenger, yeah.
People were watching that at school.
Yeah.
And the Challenger exploded. The one I remember the most, the first story that I remember as a kid was the Oklahoma City bombing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I remember that one, too.
I remember that vividly. Like, I remember that day and just being so confused as to what was going on. I was
right.
Like, what is this? Michael Jackson's death, for some people.
Well, that'd be...
A little later, sure.
Yeah, younger, for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, like, these are... I'm a little bit of a news nerd junkie, so they mark certain points in my life. Like, all of these major events... Sadly, I remember exactly where I was for everyone I just listed off. Well, the ones that happened in my lifetime.
Yeah.
I remember exactly where I was when I found out about all of them.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So do I. Yeah.
Yeah. And I mean, they're usually fairly tragic.
But I'm just trying to think of like the first one that like, and that's why I'm sitting here just really trying to think of big ones.
Yeah.
But I can't really think of like which would be the first one.
Yeah.
Probably the Oklahoma City bombing out of all those ones, maybe.
Well, for you, it's probably the Black Plague, maybe Jack the Ripper. You know, taking you back to your teenage years, Evan.
Shut up, Chad.
Chad and Evan Daly.
Remember the TLC show, Joined for Life?
That was Abby and Brittany Hensel, right? The conjoined twins?
Yeah, yeah. Well, Abby Hensel is married.
Okay, what?
So just Abby. So they share everything.
Conjoined.
Well, they're separate from the waist up.
Okay.
So Abby,
right,
is married and Brittany is not.
Right.
But they're all because they're conjoined twins.
But they share everything from the waist down.
That's right, Chad. That's right.
Abby
and Brittany are both married now.
Well, yeah.
But they are separate.
Okay.
Right. Like they think separately.
Yes.
Everything is different. Just reading the whole story, very interesting, a lot of it.
How do they... So Abby might have more of an emotional attachment to her husband. Brittany wouldn't be emotionally attached, but yet they would still have relations.
She's there. She knows what's going on.
Or at the very least, she's an observer. A very, you know...
But everything from the waist down is shared, so she would also feel stuff happening.
Wow.
Is that a threesome?
I guess so. But it's not.
But it is.
That is a
emotionally,
wild concept.
It is.
Huh.
But physically.
Yeah.
It is and it isn't.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But also, like, and I mean, it doesn't matter how much a person loves their sister-in-law.
Yeah. You're going to have issues.
Well, yeah. I mean,
listen, I want you.
It's so confusing to
me. On your drive to work today, you really sit there and think about this. Yeah. And when you get to work, I want you to go to the water cooler and just stand there and ask people if getting it on with Abby and Brittany Hensel is a threesome or not.
And or if it's a kink of theirs.
But yeah. I would.
Chad and Evan Daly.
Toronto police. Some people aren't really loving their reaction to this or what they think is a solution to this. They've had a huge uprising in car thefts in Toronto. Car thefts are up 150% in the Toronto area. So what did the Toronto Police Services say? What was their advice? They advised residents to leave their car keys at the front door. So then that way, when the car thieves break into their house, the keys are right there and they don't have to rummage through the rest of their house. So basically, make it more convenient for car thieves.
Well, it is actually not a... If it's going to happen, this isn't a bad idea to be doing this because that's for your own safety, right? Like, I mean, it's just right there. Then people aren't ripping through your house looking for them.
Yeah.
And potentially putting you in harm.
Well, and I think people have an unrealistic expectation of police. Sometimes it's like, listen, they can't stop every car theft.
No.
Like, there are so many car thieves out there, and everybody has a car or two car, multiple cars, whatever it is. So how do you protect all of those vehicles? It's an impossible thing to do. Now, I know even locally, some people will just leave their vehicles unlocked and not put anything in them. They'll just make sure their vehicle is empty. There's nothing to steal. So then that way, car thieves can just open the door and go through the vehicle and search for things if they want, or I guess potentially steal the vehicle if they want.
I know small...
And they don't have windows broken, at least.
Small towns, people will typically come out there and they'll check door handles. They won't smash windows.
Yeah.
They'll check door handles. If they're locked, they walk away. If they're unlocked, they rummage through.
Yeah. I often see people walking around at 4 o'clock in the morning with backpacks on. They're not going to school.
Chad and Evan Daly.
I don't know what to think about this one. Several school boards in Ontario are suing the owning companies of Facebook, Instagram, so like Meta, Snapchat, TikTok, that would be ByteDance, I guess. They're suing them for, quote, disrupting students' fundamental right to education, unquote. And they're seeking $4.5 billion in damages.
Well, you got to fund school somehow.
Yeah, $4.5 billion is insanity. You're never going to get that. Never, ever are you going to get that. And also, no way is any court going to uphold this, because that would just open a box of worms that it would be the worst. Like, you could not unravel that. I mean, there's no way. The lawsuits would go on forever and ever and ever. Every school board in the world would try and sue these guys. That's just not going to happen.
No.
But they say they're claiming that the fallout from compulsive use of the apps is costing the boards billions of dollars because these kids are coming. You know what? I don't know what to tell. I know it's not easy being a teacher. Clearly, we're seeing that now, too. And I mean, them controlling these kids on social media is practically impossible. But can we just make it so that if you see a kid with a phone in their hand at school, you just take their phone away?
Yeah, you can keep it in the locker.
I don't even think that. Your kids should not even just leave their phone at home.
When you
don't need it. Well, we didn't need it when we were growing up.
No, yeah, there's a lot of things like that. But times are changing, Chad.
I know they are. I understand
that. But once Cash is old enough, because you would have a phone.
I've got my daughter already.
But if Cash, like, are you going to let him have one? Take it to school?
If all his buddies are, then what choice do I have?
That's the thing.
What do you mean?
How do you get it to stop? You can't. You just can't get that to stop. Kids have it all.
I just don't understand why you need to get a hold of your kid in the middle of the day. Like, I guess it's a good emergency thing for your kid to have, but they can use the phone in the school. Just do schools even still have that one phone in the hallway that every kid can use?
And there's no one phone anywhere. I don't know. There's probably one payphone in all of Regina.
Well,
right
not
now.
A payphone. Well, I'm just talking saying. About just like that's. In the I office. Remember Lanigan Central High School. They had the one phone in the hallway that you could access and use and call somebody if you had.
Forgot
to.
All about those kinds of phones.
Yeah,
I don't remember if we had that in the Wolseley High School.
But
I don't think so.
And the thing is, too, I've got a friend of mine who's a teacher. She says the worst thing is that parents will text their kids, knowing their kid is mid class. Like right. it'll be like 10:30 in the morning, and they're texting their kid. Why?
I've text Holden during class.
But why?
Because I needed to. Because he had to. I had to get him to leave a bit earlier than what he was supposed to leave. But he has it on Do Not Disturb.
Okay, that's fair.
So then that's how it works out. It's good.
But most parents,
there's no notifications.
A lot of parents would not have it on Do Not Disturb.
Well, they got to talk to their kids about it. Talk to your kids.
And that's what I'm saying. Eventually, it comes down to what the parents are doing, not the school
not
boards.
Not the schools. No.
So us as parents should be suing for $4.5 billion is what I'm getting at.
Chad and Evan Daly.
How are you getting by without coffee?
Terribly.
Really? So the coffee machine in the back broke down.
Yeah.
But I happened to get the last cup before she did.
Because you wrecked it.
Before she went down,
You wrecked it.
I didn't wreck it.
You did.
No,
you obviously did.
I did my usual routine. I'm going to the back and wrecking the coffee
machine.
I hit bold coffee. It gave me a bold coffee. And then I hit long espresso. Just give me a little espresso on top of my coffee. Then I got out of there. And I didn't do nothing. I did nothing about the routine was changed. It beeped like it normally does as I walk away. And that was it.
Well, there's only two people to blame. You and Mark Johnston. And I think it's probably a combination of both of you.
Now, Mark Johnston is from our sister station Play.
That's right.
I think that it's probably him because everybody acts like he's this nice guy, like he's, you know, this Mr. Respectable, you know, Mr. Community.
Yeah.
They don't know the real Mark.
They don't know. He's got a dark side, just like you. You actually, you're just all dark.
Well, I'm a dark coffee right now because
I have nothing. I'm sitting here.
Are you a grumpy
without
Gus?
Coffee?
Are you a grumpy Gus without your coffee, Evan?
Nah, not in a good mood.
You gonna be a grump?
Yeah, right? I might be.
You gonna be?
Actually, I'm in a pretty good mood, Chad.
Really?
Yeah, got the same clothes on again today.
You do. Yeah.
Thanks for tuning in to Chad and Evan Daily. New episodes every weekday on your favorite podcast app, and full audio available at thewolfrocks.com. Don't miss Wolf Mornings with Chad and Evan, weekdays from 6 to 10 on Regina's Rock Station, 104.9 The Wolf.